Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce around some ideas about classical music. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and co-hosting with me this week is...
Hazel.
Hazel! Welcome, Hazel. Can you tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm 11, and we got a dog 2 days ago.
Whoa.
So...
What kind of dog?
She's a border collie rat terrier mix.
Oh, wow. What did you name her?
Flyer, but her name was already Flyer.
Oh, okay. Perfect then. So she's not confused. Do you have to pick up all your socks? Is she a sock eater?
Actually, yeah, she is.
Yeah. Our dog ate 2 socks yesterday.
Wow.
We're just going to have to go barefoot. Well, thanks for helping us out this week on Intermezzo. What will we be talking about? Well, underneath that pencil sharpener shaped like a dog that's in front of you is a slip of paper where you'll find this week's topic. Could you grab that and read that to us?
Sure. Humor in music.
Humor. Okay, so what do you know about humor in music right now?
Humor is where you make other people laugh and you're funny and, like, it's kind of laughter.
Yeah. So I wonder how they do that in music. Do you think classical music can be funny?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to have to find some examples. But these are mysteries to me. I wonder what makes something funny in the first place. I want to know, do animals use humor other than people? And how do we recognize a joke in music? Well, we don't have to have all the answers right now yet, so we'll just figure that out as we go along. So this week we'll explore timing, pranks, slapstick, absurdity, and exaggeration. Does that sound good?
All right.
Okay, so let's start with a little bit of background. Comedy in music is a lot like stand-up comedy or movie comedy. What's your favorite funny movie?
E.T. is a good one. I don't think that's too funny, but it has humorous parts.
It does. I like it when you see his face among the dolls in the closet.
Yeah, and also when Gertie dresses him up.
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
You should give him his dignity. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
My favorite funny movie is Elf, the Christmas movie.
Yes.
I actually have a dog named Buddy.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
I always think of what Buddy the Elf says to the boy sitting next to him at the dinner table. Do you remember? After he chugs an entire 2-liter bottle of Coke. And then he does this.
It's still going.
Did you hear that?
You are so weird.
You are so weird. What makes that funny?
It goes longer than you expect it to.
Exactly. I think timing is so funny. That belch lasts way longer than you expect it to. And then there's a pause before he delivers the punchline.
Did you hear that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
And they say, and by they, I mean someone on Reddit whose profile name is Anime Nagai, they say that the most basic form of timing is pausing right before the punchline to build tension and then delivering it. So what does a timing joke sound like in music? Here's an example. This is the end of Haydn's The Joke Quartet, so you know there's going to be something funny. Imagine everyone has sat through almost 20 minutes of the quartet, and they've counted the movements, and they know this is the last one. So they're sitting up straight, getting ready to clap, and then Haydn does this.
Thank you.
Well, that's a dirty trick. The quartet even made it look like they were finished by relaxing. So silence made me a little bit nervous. You know, when it was over, you never know if you're supposed to clap, and you don't want to be the first one and be wrong. That happens all the time in a concert. Has silence ever made you laugh?
Yeah, especially when it's awkward.
Yes. Yes. When it's really inappropriate, that's when I usually laugh.
Yeah.
Well, this week, instead of one quiz, we have a series of bad musical riddles.
Oh, no.
Yes. So what is today's riddle, Hazel?
Why couldn't the string quartet find their composer?
All right. So if you think you know the answer to the riddle, text it in and we'll give you a shout out on Friday. The number to text is 833-490-4718. That's 833-490-4718.
833-490-4718.
And I'm going to say it again just so you remember. 833-490-4718. By texting your answer, you agree to receive follow-up messages from IPR.
Good luck.
Well, intermezzo must be over. That went fast. If you'd like to hear some bonus content about today's discussion, head on over to intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream Intermezzo episodes there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. And listen to another Intermezzo tomorrow at this time.
See you then.
If you want to hear another piece that plays with timing to make you laugh, try 1712 Overture by P.D.Q. Bach.